Barry, it's good to see you. Tell me, the issue of Kashmir has been there for quite a long time now. Well, the developments this time have been rather severe, and that has prompted the United Nations to come and mediate, and if not mediate, at least talk about this and urge both sides to de-escalate. So I want to get your understanding on this, as well as what's been the need for the United Nations to come in between and talk.
Look, I mean, there's a lot in this kind of event that needs to be unpacked. And I think this latest turn of events needs to be analyzed quite separately from the larger question, if you like, of the status of Kashmir. It's interesting that the United Nations hasn't been very vocal at all in taking a position about the ongoing problem of Kashmir, which clearly has been with us for many decades and is, to say the least, a lingering cause of resentment. And I would add to that probably from both sides of the fence, that is both India and Pakistan, the issue seems to be handled in a manner that largely disregards what Kashmiris themselves are after, which is independence, okay? But the larger question that comes up now, with the UN having been largely silent about what has been taking place, certainly in India-controlled Kashmir, relates to this later turn of events and the name-calling, if you like, between India and Pakistan. And of course, there's a lot of problems, each of which deserves to be unpacked in that scenario as well. I think it's quite clear that there's a lot we can criticize India about these days with the BJP government and its appeal to Hindu-based nationalism and the sort of terrorism that's being inflicted on the very large Muslim population in India in order to promote that particular political agenda. But at the same time, I think we would be disingenuous if we didn't recognize that Pakistan has also for a long time been used as a staging point for launching what loosely can be called terrorist attacks on its neighbors, connected to various issues and various conflicts. And it's unfortunate, really, that when we step back and look at the picture between these two nuclear powers, what we can say is that Pakistan certainly has failed to properly control its own security apparatus, which in large part seems to be dominated by U.S. players and U.S. interests and U.S. money, with all that entails, while at the same time, Israel has been playing a very pivotal role in assisting India deal with the situation both in Kashmir, that is Indian-controlled Kashmir, and most of India itself. So there's a whole lot going on there, which the United Nations, of course, has, as usual, remained very silent about. And it seems to me to be very late in the day for the UN to step in and start expressing views and offering to assist when another tragic incident that unnecessarily takes lives erupts. To be clear, in the last year to 18 months, there's been an ongoing operation in Indian-controlled Kashmir targeting Kashmiris, and many have been shot and killed as they exercise their right to protest, admittedly not necessarily always in the most orderly fashion. But that's to be expected from a nation of people who feel and, in fact, are being occupied. So the region is once again in a mess. And of course, there's always interests, special interests, and foreign interests that are heavily invested in keeping that state of conflict alive in order to drive wider agendas that cover the entire region. And we come back to the usual suspects. And it's high time, if the UN is going to take a position and speak about these matters, that it addresses the entire matter, that it goes back historically to where things went wrong, takes a position that examines the errors that were made, the violations of international law as they unfolded, and attempts to genuinely to try and reach a resolution that addresses the concerns of all interested parties, instead of just lobbying in with some kind of a PR exercise that says, well, if you need us, we'll help the two of you talk. Because quite frankly, I don't think there's any great need for concern about war breaking up between India in Pakistan. After all, they're both nuclear powers, and both have to take that into account in deciding how they conduct themselves. But it's unfortunate that once again we see another terrorist attack, in this case one that targeted the Indian security apparatus, which I have no great sympathy with, but I'm always concerned when innocent people are decimated like that unnecessarily. But where is the sympathy for all those Kashmiris that in the last 18 months, in fact going back many years, have essentially been executed for expressing their political position, exercising their political voice to say, we don't want to be occupied? And it's unfortunate that the usual suspects, the permanent members also of the Security Council, simply see all of this as fodder for them to advance their own geopolitical interests rather than genuinely try to resolve the situation. And without going back to the original problem, these situations will be never resolved. Mm-hmm. And of course, the fact that no effort is made to address the problem in Indian-occupied Kashmir shows that the permanent members of the Security Council don't have any interest in resolving those issues. They're quite content to maintain a constant state of conflict throughout the region.
Legitimate point. Barry Grossman, international lawyer and peace activist out of Bali. It was good to talk to you.